This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, on Monday, we began not only a new message, but a brand new series on one word, a word that's very familiar to most of us. It's the word belief, or the word believe. The premise of the series is this: what you believe about the Lord and what you believe about His Word, what we call the Bible, impacts what you believe about everything else in life. What you believe about Christ impacts the way you look at your marriage, whether you know it or not. The way you believe and what you believe about Jesus impacts the way you treat your children or your parents, how you treat coworkers, how you socially interact with people. All of that is impacted by what you believe about the Lord God Almighty. Let's continue with part four today.
I think all of us need to have something, if possible, that we can point to and say, there's the provision of God. It's just a symbol, it's just representing, it's something temporary, it's something physical, but it's something that reminds us of the hand of God providing. And that minister who was at this gathering said you could have heard a pin drop as she held up the envelope and said, I've never touched it, I've never opened it, I don't plan to, because God has provided everything that I've needed all along the way. God wants to provide for you. Financially, sure He does. Health and wealth type message here today? Not at all. God is interested, according to the book of 1 Timothy, in you having food, clothing, and shelter. It says nothing about a Mercedes. It says nothing about a Lexus. It says nothing about this or that. But the Bible does say that God's interested in me having food and you having food. He's interested in you having clothing and covering for your body and for your family. And He's interested in having shelter. And God is interested in providing the needs of people, and He means it. He means it. Trusting God for your provision, trusting God for emotional strength, trusting God for hope in death, trusting God for peace in chaos. I want to bring up, if we can, verse 18 again. Can we bring up verse 18? Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Sometimes in life, we have to respond to a hopeless situation, get this, with hope. You say, wait, what do you mean by that? You respond to a hopeless situation with hope because not you've got hope in you, you've got hope in God. Because sometimes that's the only thing you can have in life. In a hopeless situation, you say, our hope is in you, Lord. Our strength is in you, Lord. Our trust is in you. Bring up verse 20 if we could. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. I wanted to know what that word waver, he did not waver through unbelief, and I found it means to stagger. Like somebody under the influence of alcohol would stagger in unbelief. A lot of people stagger through life in unbelief in the United States of America. You say, what do you mean by that? They're constantly just going from this place to that place, looking for something, looking to this person, that person, looking to that thing, to find them peace, and they're just staggering through life. There's no purpose, there's no direction, and staggering or wavering would be a good way to describe the way a lot of people walk in this world. Some of you staggered in your past. Some of you staggered right up until the last few months or weeks. But now you're walking in a straighter way. Why? Because you've learned how to walk? No, because you know the one who can help you to walk. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Well, tomorrow on this program, I'm going to share a verse of Scripture that's going to be repeated throughout the entire series from John 8:24. You may want to read it today.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.